We start school at 8:30. We do like a morning meeting where we, you know, see how everybody's doing, like a little social emotional. Like right now we're doing growth mindset. And then, you know, around 9 o'clock, we make sure everyone's there and then we get ready for English, and all that is stayed exactly the same. So, and then we move on to English, and we have our English language arts, and we have that from 9 to 10:30. We modeled our COVID schedule after our school schedule, so they don't have any adjustment things as they come back. They'll follow the same thing. And so then from, and then we would do our English program, and our English program is super intense, and it has like kind of like 6 mini lessons instead of 1 big lesson. So like you go from 20 minutes and a whole class, then you go to 20 minutes as a small group, then you go to 20 minutes as a whole group, 20 minutes as a small group, and you're supposed to bounce back and forth like that for like 2 hours, like almost, or hour and a half to 2 hours. So our program, actually our curriculum, did a distance learning curriculum. So they cut all that stuff down to basically 1 big lesson and 1 small group lesson. So the students are technically getting 1/3 of the lessons they should be getting every day. But like I say, the program is super rigorous. So starting off with only 1 lesson per day isn't really hurting the students that much, because if they started off with the 3 lessons per day, they're always a little bit overwhelmed anyway. So yeah, it's kind of a slower start for them. And, you know, in the future, like in a month or so, if we actually ever go back to school, it might even like baby step them into how the program actually works. So it could be helpful in the long run.